Upon seeing that he had startled the very young, very silly frogs, the very old and very wise toad smiled.
"It's okay," he said in a gentle voice. "Come closer and tell me why you three are hiding in the weeds instead of out playing with the other frogs."
Victor, who may have been a very young frog, but he was also a very brave frog, replied,
"The other frogs don't want to play with us, sir. They all hop off in the mornings and leave us behind."
But even though he was being very brave, he also sounded very sad.
Everyone met high on the hill. The farmer spoke first. The birds stood still.
"We all like you, son. On this we agree. But you must yield tonight, like shores to sea."
Flowers were shy, barely a peep.
"If you don't go down, when will we sleep?"
The rooster crowed out,
"Cock-a-doodle-doo! If you don't rise at dawn, what shall I do?"
Then came the wind, swirling along. He flew by the sun. What could be wrong?
"You're always with us, here inside our hearts, for we know you'll be back when the day starts."
Mr. Fogg and Passepartout then left the house, locked the door securely, and took a cab to Charing Cross Railway Station. The cab stopped in front of the station at 8:25, exactly 25 minutes before the train was to depart.
"Oh my, I had thought I would be settling down for a nice quiet life, but suddenly I found out I was about to travel around the world. And in 80 days, Mr. Fogg told me that our trip would start in Dover, located at the southeastern tip of England. Dover is famous for its tall white cliffs, which are made of pure white chalk. So far, our journey around the world sounds easy, right? Well, we'll see what happens next."